Hello. The sixth item is three professional licensed references. We've got to listen closely to this one. So, in either case, restricted or non-restricted license, you need one conditioned air license holder. But there's a difference. So for restricted class one, they could be restricted or hire a non-restricted license holder. But for non-restricted class two, they have to be non-restricted class two. So that's one minimum. So in other words, all three do not have to be contract or license holders. Only one has to be. So the other two that you need could be any combination of the following: another conditioned air license holders, or any architect that's licensed, any mechanical engineer. This is a PE, a professional engineer licensed, both, you know, with the state of Georgia or any state in the country, or a city or county inspector. So you could have two inspectors. You could have an architect and a mechanical engineer. You could have one more license holder and an inspector. Any combination of those other three. But again, if you're going class two non-restricted, any HVAC conditioned air license holder must be non-restricted. You cannot go for a non-restricted or like commercial type of license with a class one restricted or in essence a residential license holder. That should make sense. That comes up a lot. Please understand that one. Thank you.